Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And you can check me out on Drive all week. Yadda, 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 yadda. That's the name of my new show from 4pm. Anyway, we begin with boxing promoter Frank Warren on Drive, sounding a little downbeat regarding the potential of a super fight between heavyweight champion Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua, brackets AJ. So is there any chance of the bout taking place in December? Here's what Frankie W had to say.
Always knew you didn't have the minerals to fight the Gypsy King. Regardless of what the you say now, I don't really care. Good luck with your career and your life. End of.
That's Tyson's last words, and that's where we're at. And I've not even spoken to him today. He's very, very disappointed. So we'll see. He set a deadline, which was from 10 days after he sent the contract. And you know, a few people said that doesn't make sense. Well, it's 10 days. I mean, you get a transfer deadline for football, and sometimes there's a scramble last minute to buy players and get it over the line. And that's what should have been happening. So we'll see where it goes. But at the moment, I feel we are where we are with it.
On now to our Fight Night presenter, Gareth A. Davis, and why it reflects badly on boxing when fights don't get made.
And there's the promotional narrative, and I do think they are keen to get it over the line. Both fighters definitely want the fight, but Tyson's very difficult because he's highly strung in that way, and he's made a decision on it. They're still talking. I mean, I spoke to Frank Warren last night at about 7 as well. They're still ongoing. The talks. Do the promoters really want it? We don't know. I think they do. The fighters definitely want it, but it's a very, very frustrating situation. In no other sport could this happen. And I think it doesn't look good. It doesn't look kindly on boxing when this kind of thing happens.
And here's fighter Joe the Juggernaut Joyce in the studio on Drive. That's not his real name, obviously. It's Brian. With me and Benty, fresh from his win over Joseph Parker at the weekend. So, could he step in for AJ on December 3rd and fight against Tyson Fury? Is the question I'm asking. Here's the answer. That's how we set up these links.
I wouldn't mind thumping up Joshua in Nigeria. There's plenty of good fights like Usyk. There's Fury, Wilder. There's all the top five, man.
Joe, I want to ask you a question. A lot of people obviously have spoken about your chin. And obviously, it seems like you don't get hit. When you get hit, you don't move. A lot of people, again, also speak about the biggest puncher being Deontay Wilder. Now, is that something that you've looked at and thought, obviously, styles make matches, make fights. Is that someone you'd like to fight?
I wouldn't like to test my chin and get hit with that right hand, thank you. But yeah, it's I'll fight anybody, any of the top names. And if it makes sense to fight Wilder, then yeah, I'll fight him.
On now to breakfast and the double award-winning superstar that is Laurel Woods and former England fullback Danny Mills. Have a bit of a barney about Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Oh, brilliant, what an effort! Alexander-Arnold, from the edge of the box, slams it in!
Trent Alexander-Arnold being frozen out of that squad at the weekend is probably going to affect his confidence, which is probably quite low at the moment anyway. And Southgate's supposed to have this camp where when you come to England, this is your protection and we're going to get your confidence up, a la Harry Maguire. I don't even know if that's the right French word, but what I'm saying is that it's supposed to be this squad where players go and they have a break from the Premier League and they're supposed to come into their own. That's the way that we've all been painting it. So for me, he goes. I can't even fathom a World Cup squad without him, personally, but that's where our
we had a Euros without him, got to a final.
Yeah, but he was in the squad.
He got injured, didn't he?
Yeah, but
that was a large squad as well. That was a squad of what, 27 or whatever, whatever it was.
He's one of the best. He's a great player.
He's a fantastic attacking fullback. But when you come into winning tournaments, you've got to be defensively sound. And I think he's
won the Champions League.
But he's fourth. But Liverpool play in a certain way that suits the way that he plays. England don't play like that. And that's the difference. He has to fit in, and I don't think he quite fits in defensively to that system. And there are, unfortunately for him, there are better right backs out there than he is at the moment defensively.
All right, we'll have to agree to disagree on that one.
And it is Simon Money Money Jordan. And would you, Adam and Eve, it rhyming slang for believe it, defending Harry Maguire, rhyming slang for doesn't matter.
I thought that Maguire at times was good. The focus was on the mistakes that he's made, but he's rusty. He's not playing games, and this is the $64 million question. Do you play a centre-half in a key position when he's not match fit? But I also thought there were times when he stepped in, his distribution was good. I thought that time England moved the ball well.
Maguire brought the ball forward there and decidedly mixed reaction as he did so. He's lost possession. He's trying to get back in position now as Timo Werner has it towards the edge of the area. He's worked his square for Kai Havertz. Left-footed curving effort, and it's 2-0 to Germany.
He's not match fit, and that goes to Southgate, because if he's not match fit, and if he doesn't go and play six or eight games now between now and the World Cup with Manchester United, he's going to be in the same condition when he goes to the World Cup. Fortunately, we're playing lesser opposition, so he may not get exposed and he may get his sharpness by playing against lesser opposition. But when he comes up against big players that are really at it, on it and across it, if he isn't match fit, he's going to get turned inside out like he did last night.
But his mistakes are always heightened more than anyone else's.
Because he's the one that's making... Well, I'm not sure about that. Nick Pope made a mistake. They was focused on that, haven't they?
On now to the former England striker, Darren Bent, and his take on Harry Maguire.
And he's given the penalty, sees the contact from Maguire, and it's a penalty to Germany.
I blame Gareth Southgate in that scenario because, yeah, he's made the mistake on the pitch, Harry Maguire, but Gareth Southgate's the one who's picked him, put him in the squad, kind of said, like, he's my guy, he's never let me down, I'm going to keep continually playing him. But you're playing a player at top-level football that isn't playing for his club, that's low on confidence, and there are other players out there that are performing better than him. So what did he expect was going to happen? Like, you can get away with it against lesser nations like San Marino or Albania's where England will dominate possession when you're not really tested. But when you come up against a team that dominate the ball, that make you work, when you're not playing games, you're not match sharp, you're always going to struggle. But then I blame Southgate for picking him.
Back now to Danny Mills, claiming that some players aren't good enough to play for the Three Lions, or England, as everyone knows them as. I'll just play the clip.
Ben White, Tomori, Burns, Stones, Gahey, Dyer, all playing well. Stop telling us we're lacking quality at centre-back.
But they're not international quality, Laura. That's the problem. And Ali, you'll
know
that because the step up is massive, absolutely huge, and that's the difference. You can't just throw untried, untested people in, especially a partnership. When you put young players into a team, even at Premier League level, you've got to have senior players around them to help them through it. You can't go with unknowns into international. I think Cody's next on the list.
Because, yeah, quite possibly.
Because Cody, you know what you're going to get. He's got a few caps. He's solid. He's steady. He's a good lad. He's a good pro. He's not going to cause issues if he's not in the team.
Well, then why didn't he bring Mings back in? If that's the case,
because he's terrible.
No, but for England, he didn't put a foot wrong for that Euros campaign before they switched and brought Harry and everyone back in.
I think Maguire's better on the ball.
But for your argument, though, if Harry Maguire gets injured, so you know Stones is injured, hopefully he comes back in. If pick up a couple of injuries, like you're saying, and then the next one down that you're talking about are players that haven't been integrated into the team because you're saying they don't have enough experience and aren't going to get it. And then the next thing you know, you're leaning on them to play in a World Cup with no experience at any level.
If Stones and Maguire get injured, you probably end up playing Dyer, Trippier and Walker, I'd have thought, maybe, or Cody. And Cody comes into that.
Time now to hear from former England boss Sven-Goran Eriksson, claiming Harry Kane is the only current England player that would have definitely started in his sides.
It's Kane, right footed, yes, it's in, into the top left-hand corner. 3 goals in 10 minutes!
In the starting 11, I'm not that sure. But in the starting 11, I would always put Kane. Because I consider Kane one of the best strikers in the world. Because he has everything. He's strong physically, good header. a good pass of the ball, good shot, goal scorer, name it. And it's very difficult to play against him because he's powerful. And once again, if he is in a good shape in the World Cup, England has a good chance. So Kane, starting 11, then I'm not sure.
Two with the potential of a third.
Who's your two? Well, I know one's obviously Kane. Who's your second?
Kyle Walker.
World class.
I think he gets into most teams around the world as a right back.
Your third is what, Sterling, Jude? Or
could be Foden.
Foden.
Could be. Potentially. He has the potential to be world class.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to Nations League, where Stevie Clark's Scotland drew with the Ukraine.
And there goes the full-time whistle. A point that means paradise and promotion for Scotland. Steve Clark, embraced by his backroom team. It's another heroic Scotland performance.
The players want to be involved in this, and now you're starting to see the results, you're starting to see it happen consistently. You can see the players now just, you know, lauding the fans. They love playing for their country, and I think that was something that we missed for a period of time because we weren't getting the performances and the results that we felt we were capable of, and now we're getting that consistently, and it's such a great time to follow the team, to be a fan, and just to enjoy now that we can look forward to some fantastic games that are going to come.
Unfortunately, the big game they didn't win, they had to win, was against Ukraine in the playoff to get to the World Cup. I thought they would. I thought they'd beat them.
Yeah.
And they beat them. They played really well at the weekend. Deserved, I think it might be now Thursday night. They played really well Thursday night.
Rode their luck tonight. I mean, Ukraine did have some chances.
They had chances, but Ukraine kind of lacked that real cutting edge in front of goal. You can argue a little bit away from it. Of course, it was in Poland, but, you know, congratulations. You know, they don't have much to cheer about, the old Scots.
Go on, you chimps.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.